I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. A new report from the UN says Earth's protective ozone layer is slowly but noticeably healing at a pace that would fully mend the hole over Antarctica in about 43 years. The AP's Seth Borenstein reports in 1987, countries decided to ban ozone-munching materials.
Over 10, 20, 30 years, a lot of this stuff would still be in your refrigerator, in your air conditioning unit. They've been replaced, so very little of it is in our homes and cars, but it stays in the atmosphere for decades. And the protective ozone layer keeps us from getting skin cancer, keeps us from getting cataracts. It protects crops, so it is a big deal.
Scientists and environmental advocates across the world have long hailed the efforts to heal the ozone hole.
This is a major environmental success story, and they look at it and say, if we can do this with the ozone hole, why can't we do this with climate change?
I'm Ed Donahue.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.